Dennis Dugard, Governor of South Dakota.
All right, and we are here today to talk a little bit about your dairy recruitment and your interest in California dairy producers. And so I have several questions along those lines that I'd like to go over with you. And the first one that I'm wondering is, why California? So why were California dairy producers a target for South Dakota?
Well, of course, California is the biggest dairy producer in the United States, and Tulare County, where the World Ag Expo is held, is the biggest dairy county in California, and so we go where the cows are when recruiting. Also, California to South Dakota comparison is a favorable comparison to make from a South Dakota point of view. The forage costs in California are higher, and forage is increasingly scarce with the drought and with the conversion of land to nut crops. We're finding dairymen in California are having more difficulty getting forage. Also, milk quotas have been a historical impediment to prices. Mm-hmm. And in South Dakota, we've had higher prices for the milk. And lower costs overall. South Dakota costs are, for all businesses, lower. The Department of Commerce every so often does what they call a regional price parity comparison. And they look at the things that enter into the Consumer Price Index, which are the same kinds of things that enter into a business's costs, whether it be occupancy, land, and rent, or costs of land, utility costs, insurance costs, transportation costs, all those things that enter into the costs of doing business or living. Mm-hmm. And then they compare each state to the U.S. average. And when you get out to California, or you talk about New York or New Jersey, you're looking at costs that are 12, 13, 14, 15% higher than the U.S. average. Conversely, South Dakota's costs are about 88% or 12% lower. And so when you add a 12% lower to a 12 or 13 or 14% higher cost, you're looking at about a 25% cost differential, and that's pretty significant. Mm-hmm. So whether you look at the value of the milk produced or the costs incurred to produce it, the availability of forage, the difficulty with water, all those things add up to make South Dakota look pretty good. Mm-hmm. It was interesting, though, when I was out at World Ag Expo, and I've been there three times, as I make the pitch about better value for milk, lower costs, the California dairy producers with whom I'm speaking always revert to regulation.
Right.
They complained about dairy regulation. So I was surprised to hear how difficult it is to get a new site permitted or get an expansion permitted.
So what I want to do then is to take a few of the points that you just gave us and break them down a little bit even more. But before we get that to that, I'm wondering, are there other states that you guys are really marketing to?
I would say no one like California. We're obviously glad to get dairy producers from any state. But I think in California we found pretty good picking. So mm-hmm. We'll keep going there.
So let's go ahead and start off with talking about regulations. California is very heavily regulated, especially for our agriculture and especially for dairy. So what kind of regulations does South Dakota have for dairy producers?
Well, for large concentrated animal operations, like say a dairy with 2,000 cows or 3,000 cows, you need to get a general permit from the state. Standards to achieve that or obtain that are pretty black and white, pretty well defined. So there's not a lot of uncertainty. If you can demonstrate that you're going to have a good nutrient management plan, mm-hmm. that you've got enough land either committed from neighbors or that you own yourself or that you can go to spread your manure, then you're going to get the permit. There's not a lot of subjectivity to it. The other thing that I would say about South Dakota is our permitting process is pretty prompt, pretty quick. Mm-hmm. I was talking to one dairyman who had been trying to expand their facility in California, and he said it took them 6 years to get a permit to expand. In South Dakota, you can get a permit, if things go well, in about 3 to 6 months. So much more prompt. But really, it depends upon the scale. If you're big enough, then you need to get that general permit. If you're going to need a substantial amount of water, then most larger dairies will be looking to drill a well, and they'll need to have adequate recharge in the aquifer to replace the water that is being taken. One of the things I know that is a concern for environmentalists all over the world is the areas of the world where groundwater is being pumped at a rate greater than the recharge rate. And I know in South Dakota or in California, it wasn't until very recently that groundwater wells were even regulated. Mm-hmm. And so in that sense, California was less burdensome in its regulation. But, you know, the unfortunate consequence of that is that I think most scientists agree that the pumping rate in California, certainly in the Central Valley, is a much higher rate than the recharge rate. And so the groundwater resource is being depleted. That's not true in South Dakota. We have been regulating our groundwater for a long time, and we have a few areas, small areas in the state, where one could not get a groundwater permit because it's fully appropriated, we'll call it, where those who are pumping at the rate, and not above, but at the rate of recharge, and we're not allowing any more wells into that part. But in most states, or most areas of South Dakota, almost the entire state, one can still drill a well and get a water permit and pump at a pretty good rate, and there's still plenty of recharge availability to allow a dairyman to come in and have a well to produce the water that they need to operate their dairy.
So on top of water, which of course everybody knows is a major issue in California, we also have a lot of air restrictions. And especially that's something that dairies really have to deal with and be very careful about. They're very heavily regulated and it costs them quite a bit more money. Anything like that in South Dakota?
No, one of the things that's fortunate about a state that is as rural as South Dakota, because our population is very small, we're less than 1 million population, and our state landmass is pretty big. Not as big as California, but for less than 1 million people, it's very big. We don't have any air quality issues in South Dakota. We're one of the few states in the nation that has no what's called non-attainment areas. We have no areas in the state that aren't currently meeting all EPA standards in every area. So as a consequence, we just have to be sure that the emissions from any new source are still well within the level that wouldn't cause us to come out of attainment. Mm-hmm. And right now that dairies don't present that kind of a problem to us. So we really don't have air quality permits that a dairy has to obtain.
Let's move and talk a little bit about the business climate, just the overall business climate in South Dakota versus in California. Once again, it is difficult to have any business in California. There are many regulations and many fees, and it's very expensive to have any type of a business. What is the business climate like here?
Well, I would say we're pretty proud of our business climate for a number of reasons. I mentioned one, low cost. That's important to all businesses, whether dairy or other kinds of businesses. Low cost is always good. Also, low tax environment. We have no income tax. We don't have a corporate income tax. We don't have a personal income tax, nor do we have any kind of personal property or inventory tax. And part of the reason we're able to do that is because South Dakota is a very low spending state. In terms of the dollars spent at the state level, it's very low. And so we rely primarily on our sales and use tax. And we charge our sales tax not just on goods, but also on services. Where many states have a historical reliance only on goods, so buy things, you pay a tax on those things. But if you buy a service, Most states have not enlarged the breadth of their sales tax to encompass services as well. South Dakota has. And so we have a very broad sales tax, but it's very low. The rate is only 4% at the state level. And then cities can add 1 or 2 cents more than that. So a total of 6% at most. Of course, in the country, you've got dairymen that are generally outside the city limits, so they'd be paying a 4% sales tax on things they buy that they need for the dairy. But most states have sales tax, too. So the fact that we have a low sales tax does not make us uncompetitive, and the fact that we have no income tax at all makes us very competitive. If you look at other measures, I should say, you don't have to take my word for it. Of course, as governor of South Dakota, I'm selling our state. That's my job, to be promoting South Dakota. But Forbes has named us number one for our business climate. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce last year, in their survey of all states, named our regulatory environment number one for business. A number of outside objective observers have rated our regulatory climate and our overall business friendliness at the top of their rankings or near the top of their rankings. So most businesses, when they get here, once they start operating here, they like it here very well, very much.
Let's talk about labor a little bit. Labor, of course, is very important in any ag industry, and especially also in dairy. Labor is something that we do pretty well with in California. What is the labor situation here in South Dakota?
Well, that's an area where we have the challenges that many states face in terms of workforce. South Dakota's unemployment rate's pretty low, one of the lowest in the nation. So that is a challenge for us. But we're a net in-migration state. We have more people moving to South Dakota than out. And a typical age range of the in-migrant is the working age population. Those who are leaving South Dakota are typically retiring to the Sun Belt. Our large out-migration group is primarily headed to Florida, California, Arizona, or because of our Air Force base, they go to Air Force Base in Oklahoma. But in migration, surprisingly, even though we do find in migration from our surrounding states, of the top five states, California is one of the top five from among the five states that send the most people to South Dakota. California is one of them.
So it can be very expensive to move a business from any state to another state. Is there any type of a financial incentive that South Dakota is offering to California dairies?
We do have a number of programs. If your listeners would go to sdreadytowork.com or just go to South Dakota's homepage, just type in South Dakota and go to the state homepage and then look for economic development. You'll find a list of all the things that South Dakota offers in terms of financing help with improving a road. For example, we have one project we just approved, an asphalt road, improving a road that was gravel because of the traffic that's going to be coming on that road as a consequence of a dairy there. We also provide grants for workforce training. And also capital, working capital loans as well. So low interest loans, workforce training grants, grants for infrastructure, those are some of the incentives that South Dakota offers. I'm finding, though, we're not having a lot of California dairies move their dairy to South Dakota. What's more likely to occur is a California dairy that finds dairying to be a good business enterprise for them. They want to grow. They want to add more capacity for a son or a daughter that wants to get into the business. But they know it's difficult to do that in California, so they're opening up a separate dairy in South Dakota. An example of that, I was just earlier this month, I was in Grant County, South Dakota, and we visited a new dairy that just started milking 2 months ago. It's a Californian that opened the dairy up, and his nephew has moved here from California to milk. And we also have other situations where a son or daughter or some other family member wants to get into dairying, but the environment in California is not conducive. And so the California family said, well, let's set you up in South Dakota.
Let's talk about income potential a little bit. As I'm sure you are aware, California dairy operators are going through the process of attempting to get onto a federal milk marketing order rather than the state order that we've had, which has led a lot of dairy people to be making less money than dairymen and women in other states. Tell me a little bit about the marketing order that they would expect here.
Well, South Dakota does participate in the under the federal marketing order. Our milk prices have been anywhere from $1 per hundredweight to $3 or $4 or $5 per hundredweight more than you'll find in California and even some of our surrounding states. Part of that is because we have a lot of processor competition in South Dakota. We have cheese plants in Millbank, in Lake Norton, just across the road. Border in Hull, Iowa. We just cut the ribbon on a new cheese plant in Brookings, South Dakota. Bell Brands built a new cheese plant that's 3 football fields long to process their mini Baby Bell cheese. We've got some interest from other cheese producers right now. They're looking for a state that has an expanding milk supply, and our milk supply is expanding. It's still and not anywhere near it is what it is in California with its scale, but we are adding thousands of cows every year, and those cows are more and more productive. So not only are we adding more animals, but adding more hundredweight per animal based on good genetics and good feed and good management.
Do you happen to have an idea of what that would be per animal?
It's over 20 now. We're getting close to 21 and a half. So that's pretty good. Now, we don't have the mild climate that would allow some to do better, but we've got other factors like the low cost that still make a pretty good profitable arrangement here in South Dakota for dairy.
So in the interest of letting California dairy people come into this with their eyes open, let's say, what are some challenges that they can expect to face if they were to open a dairy here in South Dakota?
Well, the setup is different. Unlike the open barn where you've just got a sunscreen in California, you will want to have an enclosed barn. The manure handling might be a little bit different, but not a lot. From what I saw in the California dairies that I toured there, it wouldn't be a lot different. You can't spread manure maybe around the calendar like you can in California, so you have to have containment facilities that might be a little bit larger so that during the winter months when the ground is frozen and you can't spread manure, you accumulate, and then after the ground thaws, either in the springtime or in the fall, that's when you spread your manure. Other than that, I would say it's not a lot different. Dairymen set up differently. It was interesting. One of the dairies that we visited does not have a large bulk tank storage facility on their at their dairy. They're milking 5,000 cows, but they are so tightly integrated with one of the milk processors that the milk processors just sends out refrigerated trucks, and they have a number of trucks parked at the dairy, and so they load right from the milking parlor into the trucks after cooling. And so that was something I had not seen before. You know, in most of the dairies I've seen, they have a bulk tank or two that accumulates the milk, and then the truck comes periodically. That was a different approach. Different strokes for different folks, I guess.
You know, you mentioned the size of that dairy, and California does have some very large dairies. But what's the average size of a dairy here in South Dakota?
You know, I wouldn't be able to tell you. I would say that today, the dairies that are being built today are somewhere between 3,000 and 5,000 cow dairies.
Okay.